It's summertime, summertime, some, summertime, 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 some, summertime, 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 some, summertime, 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 some, summertime, summertime.
I just beg you to close your eyes when you listen to this song. Don't look anywhere near where you might be right now. We're going to talk a little bit about what thinks about summer, getting out, enjoying the fun, and maybe heading over to Cedar Point. How would you like to work at Cedar Point? Well, to get us the details on that, Brian Edwards from Cedar Point joins us to talk about their jobs. They got 5,000 jobs that are available at Cedar Point, and they maybe want you. Good morning, Brian. Thanks for joining.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, no, it doesn't look like it, and it doesn't feel like it, but I promise summer is coming.
5,000 jobs. How can that be?
Yep. When you're a huge amusement park like we are here at Cedar Point, you need a lot of people to help get this big park open and running each day. So, yeah, we're actually right now in the middle of our hiring season, and we're looking to hire about 5,000 fun, enthusiastic people of all ages that want to come, have a great summer job, make a ton of money, and really meet millions of new people.
Where do these people stay?
Yeah, we actually have a variety of places to stay. We have some dorms here at the park, but a lot of the people we hire are locals, people that commute back and forth, whether they live, again, maybe here in Sandusky, Vermilion Way, even out your way towards Elyria, Lorain, people into Oberlin. A lot of people commute back and forth because it's an easy drive. You know, there's not much traffic when people come in early in the morning. And so, yes, we hire, again, about 5,000 people each summer to help run what we call the best amusement park in the world.
Speaking of the world, in years gone by, I've noticed people from other countries. How does that come to be?
Yeah, obviously right now we're trying to open the park, so we're looking for employees right now that can help us get the park up and running, and then also we're open late into the season. We have our Hollow Weekends event that runs weekends in September and October, and obviously during those two time frames, a lot of local people are still in school, so we augment that by having some international employees come over and help us because, you know, different parts of the world are in different seasons, so, you know, a lot of there's places around the world where their summer is just ending. So they're available to come work now to help us get the park up and running. And then there's also, again, different areas that can help us in the fall. But absolutely, our preference is to hire local employees to come help work at the park. But again, those internationals help us during those fringe seasons when we can't find the help.
Talking to Brian Edwards from Cedar Point. They have jobs where they're hiring. You have an event, I guess, taking place Saturday is when I guess the crowd will be coming to go over the resumes, that sort of thing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, right now the best way to get that process started is to go to our website, which is cedarpoint.com/jobs, and there you could fill out an application. And then, yeah, this Saturday out at our Castaway Bay Water Park, which is out there at the end of the main causeway into Cedar Point by TGI Fridays, we're holding open auditions and interviews this Saturday again from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. So not only will you be able to, again, meet with some of our interviewers from a wide variety of different departments, but you might even get a job offer this Saturday. So definitely, again, fill out that application, come out to the Castaway Bay job fair this Saturday, and it's your best chance to get a job.
Talk about, you say, 70 different types of jobs. I could come up with five. You got the people that do the rides. You have somebody that cleans. You have the one serve the food. Maybe
that's about it, right, Bruce?
Can it maybe a little bit of nuance of some of the things that are really taking place that you really need help with?
Yeah, you know, we like to joke here. We're almost like a little city here at Cedar Point, and whatever services your local city has, we have too. The obvious ones are ride operators and the cotton candy maker, but there's a wide variety of other positions too. From maintenance, we look for plumbers, carpenters, landscapers. In marketing, we look for people to help us with research and group sales and public relations, social media, and accommodations. We have people both in front of the scenes and behind the scenes. Safety, security, we hire EMTs, we hire police officers, So, yeah, there's really a wide variety of positions here. Lifeguards, which is always a fun summer job. But, yeah, so there's about 70 different types of jobs here. Again, we hire 5,000 employees. And, yeah, we're right in the middle of that hiring season right now.
What's the job that nobody wants?
Mine. Nobody's ever asked for my job. That's why I'm still here.
Wow.
Brian, are the jobs 40 hours, 20 hours? What do you require?
Yeah, we really work with people's schedules, and that's one of the neat things that we've done here for several years now is even local senior citizens that are looking to augment their income and looking for something fun to do, again, get out of the house, meet, again, millions of people. We work with several senior citizens that come over and just work a couple days a week. We really work around their schedules. They're a huge benefit to us, and again, it's really a win-win situation for both groups. So, yeah, absolutely, we will work around people's schedules. What we want to do here, we want to find the best employees to come work at the park. And again, we hire 5,000. We easily get 4 to 5 times that many applications each year. So we really hire about 1 out of every 4 or 5 applicants that come in. So we can really hire the best of the best to work here at the park. And I think we've done a great job with that. And the reflection is the awards that we've won. We've been named the best amusement park in the world now for 16 years in a row. And it's the employees that make that happen. Again, if you go to any business anywhere, and if you get good customer service like you do here at Cedar Point, you're going to talk highly about that place, and you're going to come back, and that's our goal here. We want each guest, when they come to the park, to have their best day of the summer, and our employees help us do that.
Besides getting a real good parking space, what other things are benefits for people who work at Cedar Point during the summertime?
Yeah, there's a ton of great benefits. Yes, parking is one of them. But, we offer some benefits that no other park or no other summer job can offer. You get free admittance into Cedar Point and Soak City all summer long. So on your day off, if you got friends coming into town, you get to get in the park for free. You can get into the water park for free, which is great, especially after you get off work to go over there on those hot summer days. Again, we've got housing here. We do employee appreciation events. We do, I know, at least 3 big events. We do free events for the employees, just as appreciation for them. We have a recreation center. We do trips where we take, we rent buses and we take employees to different places here around the Midwest, Chicago, Niagara Falls. Again, just fun things to, we want the employees not to really think of this as just a summer job. We want it to be a great experience for them as well.
I bet you probably have people that come back year after year, or at least kind of keep in touch, kind of an alumni, so to speak.
Oh, absolutely. A lot of us here that are full-time started seasonally. Myself and my wife were great examples of this. I started working here seasonally. I was a lifeguard for several summers, and then I worked my way into into an entry-level full-time position, and now I've been here 22 years. And a lot of employees do that. So the park does a great job of promoting from within. So, again, for those that are looking, maybe they're in college right now and looking for a career, again, we've got so many different career opportunities here for people that you never know. This fun summer job, again, like myself, I look back and thinking, I took a job here at Cedar Point because it was fun. I grew up here in the area. I knew it was a great park. I knew I'd have a good time. But it turned into a career for me and a life for me. And so you never know what this, just a fun summer job can do for you.
Brian, it seems every year there's something new at Cedar Point. I think you've got a new ride or two going in this year. Can you tell us about it? Give us an update.
Yeah, this year we're focusing on family-friendly fun. Last year we had Gatekeeper, which was a huge hit for us, a huge mega coaster. Our guests absolutely loved it. So this year we're focusing more on families, again, with children. And we're going to open 2 new rides. We have Lake Erie Eagles and Pipe Scream. Those 2 new rides are going in along the Gemini Midway. We're doing some enhancements to our Camp Snoopy area. We're going to have some brand new live shows, which I've read the descriptions of so far, and they sound awesome. Some new restaurants. We're going to have a Chickies and Pete's, which is a Philadelphia-based chain restaurant. They're known for seafood and their crab fries. We'll have a full-service Starbucks, which I know appeals to many, many people. They need their Starbucks fix even when they come to Cedar Point. They'll be able to get that this summer. And again, a lot of other new surprises for our guests as well. We have some new accommodations. We added some cabins to our Lighthouse Point facility. We're in the middle of a 2-year renovation to Hotel Breakers. So a lot of things going on here right now during the winter. And one of the side benefits is, typically during the winter months, construction jobs dry up. There's not a lot of jobs out there for contractors and different trades. Well, here at Cedar Point, that's when we need them to do the work. So out there working on Pipe Scream and Lake Erie Eagles and our hotels and all these different projects are local tradespeople and local construction crews, and it's really a win-win for us. We get great skilled contractors and laborers to build us our new rides and attractions, and we keep that money locally here, right here in Ohio. So it's a great win-win for us and those groups, and we're proud to do it.
I also saw that press release about your new Ride and Run event that you got going on this year, too.
Yeah, we have a whole series of fun events planned throughout the summer. And, yeah, one of the new ones we're doing is a run and ride event. We're hosting a one-mile fun run, a 5K, and then a half marathon here at Cedar Point. And, we're always looking for new creative ways for people to come to Cedar Point. And one of the most popular things we've done in the past couple of years, we've hosted a triathlon in September with Revolution 3. It's a huge family-friendly triathlon, and they bring in thousands of people from around the world to Cedar Point. And so we wanted to do something similar to that, but maybe attract more of the casual runners. You know, you've really got to be training and really be in the triathlon mode to do that. Well, a one-mile fun run and a 5K are relatively easier and, again, appeal more to the weekend runners, the ones that are just out there looking to get fit and have a good time. And what more of a unique and better place to run than down the midway of Cedar Point. So, yeah, we're very excited about that new event.
That's right. It's fun to run when you're not thinking, I got to get to that ride before it closes.
Exactly. Normally we don't let you run to the rides, but this year we'll let you do it one day.
That's great. Again, we're talking with Brian Edwards, the jobs aplenty over at Cedar Point. You can go to cedarpoint.com/jobs to find out more. And, of course, cedarpoint.com to find out all that's new for 2014. When is opening day for Cedar Point?
Yeah, it doesn't look like it, but it's just a couple weeks away. Saturday, May 10th is our opening day. And, yeah, we've got a nice fresh coat of snow here. I'm looking out my window now, and I see snow on the coasters. So it's hard to believe, but I promise you, in just a few short weeks, we'll open, and the unofficial kickoff of summer will take place on that Saturday, May 10th.
Sounds great. Brian Edwards, Cedar Point, thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you this summer.